It's more than just a way of beginning conversation. Backing up to being careful what we say or trying to come up with answers. I don't know why this statement was made. I'm not sure what the person had in mind. But it was shortly after my dad's funeral. He was killed in a tree accident. Person that I know very well came up to me and said he probably shouldn't have been cutting wood that day. I literally got weak in my legs. I couldn't believe what I heard. The next one is accept them regardless of how they express themselves. They're not crazy. They haven't gone wild. Don't be afraid of them. Accept them unconditionally as wounded. They're hurt. You may hear things that are not pleasant or even sound good. Sometimes you may hear things you'd rather not hear. It might not even sound Christian. Don't judge them. Don't condemn them. Recognize they are expressing what is going on inside. Let them get it out. Most people that are in pain like that will just say, just accept me. Walk alongside of me, even if I am not myself. Allow me to work through my feelings. Don't tell me to be strong and not cry. Accept me. Accept my tears. Just be okay with my tears. I find that many people are not okay with tears. And I want to tell you today that it is okay if someone cries. Just care about them. Care about what's going on inside. Be understanding. More important than having answers, try to put yourself in their shoes. Question to ask yourself, how would you feel? How would I feel if this happened to me? Try to understand the loss, what the individual has lost. Not just the initial loss, but all the other losses that are connected to that. To some, it may feel like they have lost everything. Talking about being understanding. I mentioned a little bit this morning how a young child grieves or looks at death differently. Or even a young child, if the young child ends up in the hospital or a parent of the child ends up in the hospital, they'll get looked at it as they left me. They feel abandoned. They can't process death. A young child will tend to look at it and say they left me. Therefore causing fear in relationships. In some situations, they fear to let anybody get close to them because they have this fear that if I get too close to them, or if I open my heart to them and we get too close, they'll either die or they'll leave me. It's a lie. It's a belief system they have inside. But it's real to the child. Talking about losing everything, or it may seem like they've lost everything. If there's been a death of a person that was close to us, there's the loss of the person, the loss of relationship, loss of someone who cares, loss of hope, loss of dreams, and that list goes on. Example of physical abuse. There's the loss of safety, the loss of security, the loss of being able to concentrate and learning in a relaxed environment, the loss of friends, and that list goes on. But treat them like normal people, because they are normal. Act natural. Don't treat them differently. Anyone would react to this pain, to the pain like this. And a grieving person doesn't like to be treated differently or looked at as being different. Assure them they are normal. Don't get frustrated with them if they keep asking if they are okay. They may ask for the impossible. I want back what I have lost, which is not possible. Just try to understand. Of course you would want it back. That's all part of the letting go. They may tell you that nobody knows how they feel. Be patient. Life moves so fast, and they might have slowed down a bit because of the pain. Don't pressure them to get back into the swing of things too soon. Give them space. Give them time. It will take time and attention to heal. Do not pressure them. Grieving usually takes longer than most expect. Grief wounds may not be obvious like physical scars. All the same, they're very real. The grieving person may test the waters to see if you understand and accept them before they share their heart. It may not always be safe to just share everything. All comes back to the being, be understanding. Don't try to fix them or their situation. Nobody enjoys being fixed. Many times they are not looking for answers or solutions. They need someone to care. Give them the permission to grieve. If you tell someone to stop crying and to be strong and to move on in life, that tells them you're not okay with their grief and their feelings aren't acceptable to you. Let them know that you're okay with them showing emotions, whether it's tears, anger, fear, even some ranting and raving, or whatever it is. They need a safe place to do so. Care. Weep with them. Don't try to shut off their tears. Don't be afraid to show your emotions. At this point, be careful not to dump your own grief on them. You are there for them. Walk with them through their grief. Don't try to gloss over their situation. I left my cup of water over there on the table. Could somebody bring it up for me? They will sense your empathy and care about the situation. They may feel very fragile. If they apologize for crying, assure them it is okay. Tears are not a sign of weakness. Let them know you care. Saying something like, I have no words, but I care. Thank you. I care about what you are going through. I don't understand, but it must really hurt.